If Wall Street investors were expecting concrete action from the central bank, they didn't get it. Shares plunged after Ben Bernanke's comments at a Fed meeting of top economists at a mountain resort town in Wyoming. Former central bank official Vincent Reinhardt, now an analyst at the American Enterprise Institute, was not surprised by the reaction on Wall Street.
Wall Street almost always gets ahead of itself. If you want to know the most selfish person on earth, it's an investor, because every conversation has to end with, what does it mean for me? And what the speech today meant for them is not a lot.
Expectations were high because it was at the same gathering last year that Bernanke announced a second round of quantitative easing, essentially the purchase of $600 billion worth of U.S. debt to lower interest rates and boost business and consumer spending. European markets had equally high expectations, especially with new figures showing the U.S. economy grew at a slower pace than initial estimates in the first half of this year. German market analyst Robert Halver says the U.S. needs a large-scale program similar to one initiated in 1948 that helped rebuild Europe's war-ravaged economies.
America needs a demand solution for its problems, not even more liquidity. We have a big chance or risk for recession in America, and that's why America needs a new Marshall Plan, a new deal.
Vincent Reinhardt at AEI says it may not happen immediately, but he believes significant Fed action is just around the corner.
I think ultimately the Federal Reserve will go to QE3. They'll go to QE3 because there's a persistent drag on the economy and the unemployment rate will stay high.
Of course, much will depend on the Fed's assessment of the U.S. economy at its next meeting in September. But Bernanke insists he still has a range of tools at his disposal. He also urged Congress and the White House to do more to jumpstart the economy. Given the political climate in Washington, New York financial expert John Hennis is not holding his breath.
I'm not optimistic that'll happen, not going into an election year.
Despite increased pessimism and growing fears of a double-dip recession, key indexes on Wall Street closed higher Friday on Fed sentiments that the long-term prospects for the U.S. economy remain strong. Millar Sega, VOA News.